I always found it very strange when taking a closer look at the progression of the Yamim Noraim and seeing where all of this is leading to. We start off in Ella with this awareness of Hashem's closeness and this need that we have to change our ways. Rosh Hashanah comes to blow the shofar and we're inspired to begin the process of doing tshuva. During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we have all these insertions that remind us it's time to change our ways. And then Yom Kippur comes. We have our long, long list of vidui. The standard text, what we add in, our resolutions for the year, the things we want to get better at, the things we want to fix, the things we want kapara on. And it's a very, very inspiring time of day. Well, maybe not. Sometimes Yom Kippur is hard for us. But then it all culminates in Ne'ilah, the whole end of everything. Ne'elo, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, everything comes together in Ne'ilah. And now is the time we're finally going to get our list together. We're going to achieve kapara for all the things we want, and we're going to look forward for a better year. Only we don't do any of that in Ne'ilah. For some reason, in Ne'ilah, we scrap everything. The whole list of vidui is out. All we talk about is a strange phrase of Laman Nechtal Me'oshek Yadein. Hashem should help us get rid of the terrible thing that we're holding in our hand. And it seems odd that after working everything toward this moment, when we're finally feeling inspired, finally feeling the Charata, the Kabbalah Hala'asid, suddenly now we're not even mentioning any of the Averos? We're not going to actually do the tshuva at this critical moment? I always had that question. And this year I found a new perspective in the most unlikely of places. The very end of Maseches Shabbos, tucked away on Kuf Mem Aleph and Kuf Mem Beis, there is a halacha of Hilchos Muktzah of all things that gave me a new perspective on what exactly we're doing at the critical moment of Ne'ilah. The Gemara is discussing the laws of Muktzah, and specifically a father picking up a child who is holding a Muktzah item. This is a very practical case. A child is holding a Muktzah toy and wants to be picked up by the father. Can a parent pick up a child who's holding a Muktzah toy? Gemara says, strictly speaking, no. That would be an indirect moving of the object by the parent. But the Gemara adds an amazing caveat. If the child is screaming, the child is crying, what the Gemara calls giaguin, the child has a longing, a desire to be close to the father, then the halacha changes. Rashi explains that if a child really needs the father to pick him up, and the father does not, the child will get sick. Not sakanas tefash, as Rashi explains, just sakanas choli, but that's enough. That's enough to overlook the fact the child is holding something inappropriate. The fact that the child wants to have that closeness, and the child will be sick to his stomach if he doesn't get that closeness, the father's compassion can't hold back. And he holds the child despite the fact the child is still holding on to something inappropriate. And Tosfos there and Daf Kuf Mem Beis explain that we don't force the child to put it down before picking him up, because sometimes the child is too attached to what he's holding. It would cause him to scream even louder. It would cause the child more pain. And so we can't not pick up the child, and the father also cannot force the child to put it down. Sometimes the father just has to pick up the child despite the fact that he's holding something muktzah. And when I read that, I thought of this from a new perspective. In Parshas Hazina, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, Halahu avicha kanecha, Hashem is your father. Hashem is our father. And we are his child. We're a small child who wants that closeness, who desires that hug, that embrace, for the father to pick us up and have that relationship again. The problem is we're holding such terrible things. We're holding it in our hands. Things that weigh us down. Things that cause the father to hesitate to pick us up. To get in the way of that relationship. And throughout Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and already starting back in Elul, we try our best to pinpoint what those things are. What are we holding in our hands? What's getting in the way of the relationship? What can we do to drop them? What can we do to put it down so we can embrace our Father once again? And we try, and we really do, and that's the right thing to do. But when it comes to Ne'ilah, and the gates are starting to close, and we realize we can't put everything down. If we're lucky, we can make a few small changes for the coming year. But we're still holding onto something mukta. We're still holding onto something inappropriate. Something that gets in the way. And at this point, there's no time to start working out the details of how we're going to do tshuva. At this point, all we can do is call out to our Father. We scrap the whole video. We scrap the details. All we can talk about is Laman Nechtal Me'oshek Yadeinu. Help us get rid of this thing that we're holding. We can't do it ourselves. And at that moment, if we show we have this giagu and we have this longing, this painful desire to be held, to be embraced, to repair the relationship with our Father, well, Hashem might just overlook the fact that we're holding something muktzah and pick us up anyway. It'd be too painful not to pick us up. It would be too painful to cause us to put it down before picking us up. We're not always ready to put other things down. And as the final moments of Yom Kippur come, and we realize that we tried our best, and we should try our best going forward. But at these critical moments, we realize that it's now or never. The gates are closing. This is the time to call out. And we call out, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu. Chaneinu Vaneinu, Ki Ein Banu Masim. We don't have the merit to be picked up. We're holding such terrible things, and we know it. That's the call, Avinu Malkeinu. That's the theme. That's the most important thing we can do at that critical moment. To form the relationship, just to show the desire. And it doesn't technically solve the problems that we're holding. But sometimes if we show that burning desire, that sickness we'd feel if we had to go another year without a relationship with Hashem, that alone can propel us forward, could have Him pick us up and say, I'm going to hold you anyway. The relationship can be maintained despite the fact that you're holding something. We should be zochah to do proper tshuva, to actually look at the details and do our best. But remember, despite our best efforts, we're not going to be able to drop everything. And to use that as a reason to feel that maybe we're not worthy of being held, and that should propel us to call out to Hashem with a real, sincere, burning passion, the longing for Hashem. We should be zochah for a gemar chasima tova and the loving embrace of our Father.